Some states are upset with the pace of federal efforts to address climate change, so they're considering teaming up on their own. For example, New York and some other eastern states plan to begin a trading program in 2009 aimed at reducing carbon dioxide emissions that contribute to global warming. Robert Percival is an environmental law professor at the University of Maryland. He says the regional efforts must proceed carefully.
If the federal government fails to take action against a major problem, there's no problem letting the states step in as long as they do so in a non-discriminatory way.
In other words, the states can't interfere with interstate commerce by ruling against utilities or other firms that produce products outside their regional collaboration. If the states do discriminate, they'd need to get approval from Congress. And with Capitol Hill and the White House currently on the same page on many issues, it isn't clear if federal lawmakers would back the states. For the GLRC, I'm Chuck Quirnbach.